News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Leaving Cert should be scrapped in favour of open access to university. That is something that has been said by Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD for Dublin Southwest. And he joins us this morning. Paul, I know you were asked this in the midst of an interview about your own kind of school memories and Leaving Cert memories. So I'm not sure whether you're advocating for this, but I thought it was really interesting what you said. You said, let's do away with it altogether. You said it's classist and it, you know, it's a barrier that we don't need. Explain to me how that might work.
Yes. I mean, this is something we're advocating for. It's something we put a motion to do.
Oh, you actually do want to do away with it
in March of 2021, in the context of the government was forced to cancel the Leaving Cert in the context of COVID, but had this predictive results system instead, which just replicated many of the problems with the Leaving Cert. So I think there's two big problems. One is the extreme stress that most young people go through as a result of it.
Okay.
My heart goes out to all those who are sitting at the moment. Huge pressure on young people, causes significant mental health issues and so on. The second issue is the class issue. So if you go to a school in an affluent area, you are 10 times more likely to get high points in your Leaving Cert than if you go to school in a disadvantaged area.
Okay.
If you go to school in Dublin 6, you're 99% going to go to third level education.
Okay.
If you go to school in Dublin 10, you're 12%. And nobody can say that that is because kids in affluent areas are smarter. Kids in Dublin 6 are smarter. They're not. Do you know what I mean? We're averaged out across society, regardless of what income group we are coming from. There's a huge class bias in the Leaving Cert. Effectively, it kind of crystallizes societal inequality, educational inequality, which means that young people who may want to go to university aren't able to do it. And it also means that as a society, we're losing out. I mean, there's loads of potential doctors, potential scientists, potential lecturers, potential whatever
you see, this,
out there. Who
this
don't
is
get a
where
job to go to
this. I think your argument falls down. And I'm not taking exception to anything you're saying there particularly at all. But the thing about it is supposing there's 6,000 people-ish did their Leaving Cert this year.
Yep.
Supposing 10,000 of them want to become doctors, and you might say, well, that's fantastic. We don't have 10,000 doctor places. So, and we're never going to either. That would be nonsense. And we don't need to train 10,000 doctors either. But should we have a limit on places in colleges, which we do, that we only have a certain number of courses, how do we, is it a lottery? Is it, the meritocracy has gone out the window? In practical terms, Paul, what are you talking about?
Yes. So first of all, this is not a meritocracy, let's be honest, because everyone isn't starting from an even place. Some people have access to private grinds. Some people go to private grind schools. Some people have
as you yourself did. And I don't say that in an accusatory way.
Exactly. That's the point precisely that I was making. I did well in my Leaving
yeah.
Cert, but I don't, there's a whole
no,
lot of
no,
societal
and
factors.
I'm not using that as a stick to beat you with,
exactly,
by the way.
Exactly.
I went to state school, you went to private
yes.
school, but you know, we all came down different roads and that's fine.
Well, yes, but it means it isn't a meritocracy, right? If I did better than you in the Leaving Cert, potentially, I don't know.
I doubt you did, Paul, to be honest. And here's the so is that not what a meritocracy is? You went to a posh school, I went to an ordinary school, but we probably did about the same. Is that not the definition of a meritocracy?
No, it's not. Because if you're from a school in an affluent area, you're 10 times more likely to get high points in the Leaving Cert.
Is that, and again, and by the way,
areas,
we're having kind of a,
the,
but
yes.
is that not to do some of that to do with families, with family values, with your mum and dad went to university and they put a lot of emphasis on you studying and all kinds of things. And it's a cultural difference that doesn't exist. And I don't say this in a way to in any way insult people from deprived areas. I absolutely know that they would be hugely aspirational for their kids, but that culturally things are different and you tend to do what your family and your peer group do.
That is a part of it. Space to study, access to private schools,
yeah.
and whether your parents went to university and can necessarily help you with your exams or whatever. That's all a part of it. But that doesn't make up for a meritocracy, right? So, just to explain then in terms of how would it work. In many European countries, effectively, there are no barriers to entry to third level education. In some, you have to get like a basic diploma, as in you finished secondary school.
Okay.
But then you get in. What it would mean, and there was a report back in 2001 by the Department of Education, I think it was Department of Education, Dr. Anya Ryan, basically proposed that you would have an omnibus entry. So let's say you probably
they
want
used
to end
have
up
this back
medicine.
In the 50s and 60s, Paul. Here, once you had the money, which obviously most people didn't have, but once you had the money, you could go in and literally sign up to any course you liked.
Well, in this case, you would be going in. Let's say you intend to become a doctor. Ultimately, you would go in. You would do a first year, probably, of science, and at the end of that, you would have an exam in things that relate to actually becoming a doctor.
Okay,
and the people who do. You know, the best, whatever number of people we need in terms of doctors, get through and go on to do medicine. The same in terms of people who want to be lawyers.
Okay, so does this just not kick the can of the sort of the hierarchy of who gets in just a year down the road?
Well, no, because it means that everyone gets into third level education. Everyone gets access to the same course in terms of
Yeah, but if you have loads of people dropping out after that first year because it didn't suit them or they weren't able for it or whatever, is that a win?
Sure, but then you get into all the other things that you can do in third level education. You're right that not everyone needs to be a doctor or whatever. I mean, the actual, right, so you said you're right, about 60,000 Leaving Cert students a year, but 55,000 people every year go on to get a place in third level education. And to be clear, by the way, I'm not saying third level education is the only thing that people.
No, I know. I'm just more curious how this would work. Can I ask you one last thing? Because people are texting about this already on our text line, and they're saying it's all very well to remove every bit of stress from people's lives, but we all did it. It was stressful back in the day, the same as it is stressful now. And is it the right thing to do to try and cotton ball young people so that they have no real sense of reality, that they don't ever attempt anything hard at any point in their lives and they go out into the real world ill prepared?
But is Leaving Cert anything like reality? Do you know what I mean? Like I did this interview about the Leaving Cert, and the Leaving Cert is probably the most stressful thing you do in your entire life. You know, life is not like the Leaving Cert. It's a very artificial, very crammed kind of thing. You need all this knowledge for these 2 weeks of exams.
I don't know that I agree with you at all, but I am interested, by the way, in the proposal, and I do appreciate you coming on and talking about it. That is Paul Murphy there, People for Profit TD for Dublin Southwest.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.